With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Tonight could prove a pivotal night in the presidential race. Donald Trump and Kamala Harris meet for their first and possibly only debate. Our White House correspondent Greg Clugston is in the debate city of Philadelphia.
Trump and Harris have never met each other, but that will change tonight when the two presidential nominees step onto the debate stage. Election Day is 8 weeks away, and this evening's face-off comes with the country pretty nearly evenly divided. It will mark the first ever general election presidential debate for Harris, while it's number 7 for Trump.
The ABC presidential debate will be simulcast live this evening on the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNNews.com, heads up, New Orleans. This one's for you, and for that matter, for the rest of coastal Louisiana. A powerful storm is headed your way.
Tropical Storm Francine, now off Mexico's northeast coast, is already producing heavy rainfall into southern Texas. And National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan says,
"You're going to see the potential for life-threatening storm surge inundation and hurricane-force winds as Francine is expected to strengthen to a hurricane and make landfall along the coast of Louisiana late Wednesday."
Brennan says up to 12 inches of rain could fall, and storm surge could be over 10 feet from Texas into southern Louisiana. He warns people in Francine's path to start preparing today. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Southern California firefighters hoping for cooler weather to help them gain the upper hand on a massive wildfire still burning along the edge of the San Bernardino National Forest, just east of Los Angeles. A line fire has forced numerous evacuations and threatens thousands of homes and businesses. On the heels of yesterday's powerful rally, it lifted the benchmarks more than 1% higher. This morning, Wall Street futures are in the red. Dow futures down 74 points. NASDAQ futures off 93. This is SRN News. Pro-life advocates working hard to get out the vote.
With Election Day less than 2 months off, canvassers from Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America have knocked on the doors of 3 million homes in battleground states that will likely determine the outcome of the presidential race and some key congressional battles. SBA says they plan to hit another 1 million homes before Americans go to vote in November. They're focusing on Michigan, Arizona, Georgia, Montana, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Ohio. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Texas is suing to try to block a federal rule that shields medical records of women from criminal investigations if they cross state lines to get an abortion. The lawsuit was filed by Republican State Attorney General Ken Paxton, accusing the Biden administration of attempting to undermine Texas law enforcement capabilities. The regulation essentially prohibits state or local officials from gathering medical records related to reproductive health care for a civil, criminal, or administrative investigation. SRN News. His was one of the most recognizable voices in Hollywood history, and he overcame some huge obstacles to achieve that fame. Actor James Earl Jones has died.
"You have failed me for the last time."
James Earl Jones was the voice of Darth Vader, the voice of Mufasa in The Lion King, the voice of CNN, and he was a lifelong stutterer. He wrote in his autobiography, Voices and Silences, he did not talk for years because he was too embarrassed to speak. A high school teacher helped him find his voice. Jones said in a 2005 AP interview, being Darth Vader's voice led to a lot more work.
"It began my work in commercials, because they wanted the voice of authority that they saw in Darth Vader."
Jones also had roles in Field of Dreams, Dr. Strangelove, The Hunt for Red October, and as one of the first black actors on daytime TV on As the World Turns in 1965.
Correspondent Margie Zaraletta says James Earl Jones was 93. More details, SRNNews.com.